This meeting is now being recorded.
We are recording, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for our July 2015 Board of Regents meeting via conference call. Amy, if you don't mind, could you please take roll?
Of course. Chair Tess?
Here.
Thank you. Regent Sheehy?
Here.
Thank you. Regent, I'm sorry, Asa, I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Regent Hoffman?
Holman.
It's
Holman.
Holman.
Holman, and that's okay. Holman. That's okay. Fine, Amy.
Thanks very much. Regent Johnstone?
Here.
Thank you. Regent Albrecht?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Christian?
I'm here.
Thank you. And the governor's office and superintendent's office are excused.
Thank you, Amy. We do have a quorum. And Regent Holman, congratulations and welcome to the Board of Regents. I should say, welcome to this side of the podium.
Thank you.
It's good to have you on board. Commissioner, I don't know if we have any introductions, but certainly at this point, if we do, it would be appropriate for that.
Mr. Chair, I don't believe we have any from the commissioner's office. Any of the campuses have any that they want to do on the call? We can also do them in September if not.
Okay. Hearing no introductions, we will move on to the approval of the minutes. Everyone has received copies of the May 18th conference call minutes, the May 21st and 22nd meeting minutes, as well as conference call minutes from June 10th and June 29th. Are there any comments or questions or edits to those minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept these four sets of minutes?
I would so move.
Heard the motion by Regent Johnstone. Are there any additional questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Thank you. The campus reports have been noted on the agenda. Are there any questions of any of the campuses with respect to what's in those campus reports? I do have one, I guess, question. President Engstrom, I know you're on. In your campus report, I noted a significant achievement with respect to the internet that you currently have on campus, and if I'm not mistaken, I saw that you had improved the speed something like 10 times. Is that correct?
Regent Tuss, members of the board, that is correct. University, through the hard work of Matt Riley, our CIO, has been working with Internet 2 to make Missoula and the university essentially a connector site. So now if you look at a map of Internet 2, which is the university high bandwidth network around the country, Missoula and the university show up on that map as essentially the hub or the connector site in our part of the country. So it's a great accomplishment to get that designation and to have the upgrade connectivity that goes along with that. Thanks for noticing that, Regent Tuss.
Yeah. Absolutely. That certainly looked notable, and I was just curious about how that got accomplished, so congratulations. Any other comments or questions on campus reports? Hearing none, we will move on to the consent agenda. You will note that there are several items on the consent agenda, three that involve student computer fees, student equipment fees, and executing a lease between MSU Billings Foundation and MSU Billings. And we also have several staff items, A through E. Is there any interest by any member of the board in segregating any of the items on today's consent agenda? Hearing none, Is there a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved. This is Regent Albrecht.
It's been moved by Regent Albrecht to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further comment? Is there any public comment? Any comments by the campuses or members of the board? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion by Regent Albrecht, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion passes. Thank you. We are now on to that point in the agenda where we do have one action item, and it has to do with the land purchase at Montana Tech. Chancellor Blackader, can we turn the call over to you?
Certainly, Regent Tuss, members of the board, it's a pleasure, or thank you for putting this on your agenda item. This has been a piece of property that has been on Tech's radar probably since the 50s, when they built the dorm to the east of the house, and in doing so had completely surrounded this piece of property. It's a single-family residence. Hopefully you've had a chance to look at some of the pictures. It's in very poor condition. Notable features of it, it hasn't had water to the house, domestic water, for about 4 years. The roof on the south side, which there are some distant pictures to see from that, it has to leak. I can see it from my back window of my chancellor's house here, and it's got to leak. It's in pretty poor condition. Frank Gilmore has been inside the house. I have knocked on that door a number of times, dozens of times, and never gotten a response. So I'd be glad to take questions. I think it's fairly well explained. If you wanted me to go into some detail on something, I would. But Chair Tuss, I'd leave it to you to solicit questions.
Chair Tuss, I have.
Yeah, go ahead, Regent Johnson.
I'm sorry, I had one or two questions, I guess. I know that the appraisals are about 6 years old, and that the appraisals are at a little bit lower price than we're proposing to authorize. So I guess I have two questions. One, do you intend to get updated appraisals? And as a legal matter, would the current appraisals support paying up to $100,000 to purchase it?
Regent Johnstone, let me talk about that. The agreement that the judge, so this is in, and you probably know this a lot better than I do, but is in court. Judge Newman has at least tentatively agreed to a selling price of $80,000.
Okay.
And so that the $100,000 is because we have to do something with the building when we get it. And so we wanted the $100,000 authority to be able to demolish the property. So we would be paying at the $80,000 level. And this has become timely almost. I suspect the appraisals wouldn't be much different today. That's kind of what I've read. I don't, you know, in some ways we're buying the piece of the land, which hasn't changed in value since 2009. So our intention is to do a title search and pay the back taxes out of the $80,000 that would be approved in a motion on July 17th. But it isn't the full $100,000 for the house. Maybe
thank
that
you.
Answers the question. Yep,
yes, it does. Thank you.
Chancellor Blackader, in looking at the information that you submitted, I may have read this wrong, but I thought that somewhere I saw where the house is currently occupied. Is that correct?
It is.
Somebody's living there.
Well, Mr. Reed died about the time I got here, so sometime in 2011, and he had no children or a spouse of any kind, and so a number of relatives have moved in and out of that house over the last 4 years. And the last two or three years that it's hard to tell, honestly. A woman by the name of Alexa something is in the house. She's got a caregiver named Lemire, and he goes and gets bottled water on the bus every day. And and the woman is in need of nursing home care. And so they've rented her a place. The attorney, Mark Vasarovich, has worked with a guardian to rent her a home. She needs a place, and then she needs to go there and get a little better care. But yes, it has been occupied in that condition for a long time.
Okay. Okay. I thought perhaps I misread that, and given the fact that it is occupied as somebody that needs care, I'm glad that that care is obviously going to be taken care of. Are there further questions or comments from members
of the
board? Yes. Commissioner.
Just Clay, just for background's sake, not specific to this, but for all the new members, we do have on each campus acquisition zones, which is areas that we have strategically planned to acquire properties if they come available. This is certainly one of those properties. The commissioner's office is very supportive of this. At one of the fairly near meetings, we'll try to update the board on what those zones look like so we keep them current and keep the board informed. As you know, we usually don't do action items on conference calls, but this is pretty time sensitive, so we have it before you, but it is something that we're very supportive of, and it is something that we have done in the past on this campus and other campuses when the opportunities come along.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. Further comments or questions from members of the board? Hearing none. Are there any public comments about this or any additional comments for Montana Tech or other campuses on this item? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I would make that motion. This is Regent Albrecht.
Approve the motion from Regent Albrecht to accept item 168-1501-E0715, land purchase to Montana Tech. Any additional comments from members of the board, from the campuses, or the public? Any additional comments? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the item is approved.
Thank you. This is Chancellor Blackketter. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Chancellor. At this point, is there any public comment on any item? Is there any public comment? Any public comment? Hearing none, it appears that our meeting is over. And I will adjourn the meeting at 1:15. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.